Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Soundtrack to the Good Life by Ajebata 22. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Can you believe this is episode 243 of the African Album Review Podcast? Soundtrack to a Good Life by Ajebata 22 was released on January 20th, 2023 under Butter Nation. It has 15 songs, which represents 47 minutes, 17 seconds of runtime, and has 11 features and multiple producer placements. Let's get into it. Now, if powerful intros are anything to go by, then Soundtrack to the Good Life has one of the most powerful intros I've ever heard in an album, and it is quite a statement. It's called Soft Life Manifestations, and Ajebata 22 teams up with Koromone on this one, on a spoken word that is so gripping, and the words, they echo through your ears and you hear them and you can actually close your eyes and envision exactly what is being spoken about. And I really think this is one of the best album intros I've ever heard, ever. It's really right up there. And as if that were not enough, the following track, which is called Soft Life, where Ajebata teams up with Ladipo, is crisp. Very, very crisp. It's got that Afro vibe, almost like Afro swing, very light to the touch. And then, you know, the two gents just come through. They really come through. It's such a good mix of talents when you compare Ajebata with this sort of almost like, I don't know what you call it, like sing rap style. And then Ladipo really comes through with the bars. Eish. Yeah, this song is something. Something that struck me as I was moving through the album is a lot of the songs felt like they really managed to fit one after the other. For example, after Soft Life is the song Enjoyment, and what Enjoyment sounds like is just a more sped up version of Soft Life in some way. So if you're gonna play it almost as a like a DJ mix, they just fit like a glove. The tempo is right and everything is like in sequence. It was interesting to hear more of that Afro swing type sound on the song Floating, and it took me back to the last album that was dropped by R2B's. That very light rim, which sort of replaces the snare, was a mainstay in the Back to Basics album. And here on Ajebata's album, we're hearing it. And the combination of that in an Afro sense, plus the raps, is really a sound now. It was awesome to hear Ajebata 22 on a song like Sunmoju, where he really carried the song from start to finish. You do have to say, like, from a production standpoint, there's something quite impressive about Soundtrack to the Good Life overall. From the strategic placement end of things, we see Unconditionally, the song that Ajebata 22 did with Oxlade 2 years ago, back in 2021. And this actually makes sense. This was a huge, huge, huge hit. Right now sitting on more than 4 million streams on Spotify alone, which is crazy. And again, the waterfall strategy, if you've been following these reviews, you understand that we've been here before. And we're seeing more of it as we go. The same goes for the song King of Parole, which was released in 2021 as well and was another smash hit. So really, behind this strategy, is to give songs longer legs. And we are in a unique period when it comes to music, because you can take advantage of a song that was released 5 years ago and it could blow again. What's particularly good about the placement of these two songs on Soundtrack to the Good Life is the fact that they actually fit sonically and they do not sound dated at all. I could say the second half of Soundtrack to the Good Life is pacier than the first. So roundabout from track 9 to track 15, you're really getting into more of the party joints, the songs that will, you know, get people on the dance floor. There's even Amapiano on there, on Amapiano and Shisha. Good combination, by the way. And that's a song with Toby Shang. And no surprise, Amapiano has been probably the biggest genre out of Africa in the last 3 years, and it continues to defy the odds. So I mean, good on him for having something in there, because you gotta have an Amapiano joint, man. You really gotta have an Amapiano joint. But overall, I'd say this is a pretty good showing from Ajibata 22. You're gonna get some songs that are probably gonna become like super big hits somewhere somehow. He already has two smash hits on this record already, and who knows what the next one will be. I mean, for myself, there's probably about 5 or 6 songs that I think, you know, they could become quite something if they're pushed the right way. So let's see how this one plays out, particularly in the next few weeks. Ajibata 22 has done really, really well to maintain a certain standard when it comes to his music. Of course, he's a victim of his own success, because after having like 2 smash singles in 2021, oh man, like coming back with something that can top that is always going to be hard. But I think on this album, we're going to see some surprises. So well done to you. And I rate Soundtrack to the Good Life by Ajibata 22 a solid 7 out of 10. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace.
Dende. Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.